Back in the garden here at Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from the Arizona State Fairgrounds with the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show going on this weekend. Today it'll open at 10 a.m. and go through 6 p.m. Tomorrow it'll be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So get down to the Maricopa County Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Landscape Show. Hey, we're going to be giving away two sets of two tickets to the Arcadia's Edible Garden Tour. We've been in the garden all hour, and if you're looking for ideas, in particular on ways you can turn your residential lot into a literally urban farm, this is a great tour to go on next Saturday. Top of the hour, we'll announce when to call. Don't call now. First two callers will each get two tickets.
Now, our last call, we were talking about plant selection. She was wanting to know what to put next to a tree, and that ties back into kind of your original point starting off, is making sure we do want to plant something, but you've got to plant the right thing in the right place.
And in her case, it might be that she should have somebody come out and look at her yard, make some suggestions, or, you know, visit, you know, a nursery or landscape professional. And we've kind of come up with a concept that we haven't seen too many places, and we're kicking that off tonight at our Scottsdale location from 3 to 8. That's a landscape design center is what we're calling it, where you can see a putting green and a barbecue and a patio and water features and curbing and samples of rock, and at the same time also see plants and trees. We're going to have our designers there. If somebody has a design question or design issue, just like our previous caller, got a problem spot, want to hide the neighbor, but got a pool, what can I do to still give me something big and lush and beautiful, but isn't too messy? You know, there's some solutions. It's just kind of a compromise, but there's nothing like seeing, touching, feeling, you know, seeing how a putting green really works. We'll probably challenge some people to a little putting contest.
Is that what you do when there's slow times in the...
Well, I don't know. We'll find out. It's just been completed a few days. So, yeah, we might spend a lot of time, you know, having people. We had a guy actually putting the other day, and another customer came up and started giving him
tips
on how to putt.
You're doing it wrong, man. You're doing it wrong.
So that was pretty, and that's a first for something in the nursery. So we're going to have the barbecue going, beverages. It'll be a fun time. Come on out about 3 to 8 o'clock.
Y'all have done a nice job when I went down. I like the I guess it's waterless pond.
Pondless. Still got water.
Yeah. Sorry.
But there's no standing water.
Yes.
So you get the effect, the sound, the water tumbling down the rocks, but then it disappears underground, so you don't have the maintenance that some people don't want. Or if it's in a small space, you don't have to have standing water. So you can see one of those as well.
Amanda, a picture of, you know, y'all's very famous oak tree that's right there. Because we have four of the Harper's oak trees, and five, actually, I'm sorry. Said, you know, eventually they're about 30 feet apart, so they'll make a nice canopy. So I sent her one day, honey. She's like, how old is that tree? I'm like, you don't want to know, but one day. Just one day. Those little trees will look like that.
But there's a great point about planting something in memory or as a legacy with Father's Day coming up. You know, what a great thing to do, to go out in the backyard and go, you know, we planted that when Junior was born, or, you know, Grandpa planted that for, in memory of somebody, or, you know, so there's, you know, legacy is a great reason to plant a tree, you know, and especially if you're using the right tree in the right place where it can stay forever, your big old oak tree in somewhere where somebody say, you know, I got my hammock under this oak tree that my grandpa planted.
And if legend has it right, Jeff takes those acorns and starts.
Absolutely.
And the legend has it, these five were all started from that one tree.
They've got roots that go back to that one tree. That's right.
It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning in the garden and landscape with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. Thank you for joining us, as well as Cheryl Gore from the Arizona Nursery Association. It's not too late to just plant something.
No, it's not, and that legacy is one of the things we try to promote. One of the things you can do with your kids is plant that tree, and they'll play under it. Their kids will play under it. You'll celebrate that tree just like Jay said. So we've got a new video coming out to promote that for Father's Day, so hope to share that with you. When it's finished, think about that as what to do on Father's Day. Get out there and plant a tree with your children that will last a lifetime.
And really, right now in Arizona, there's no... It's perfect. It's getting warm, but it's still perfect.
You know, we talked about a tree for every county. It's pretty much every county in the state of Arizona from, you know, in May especially, could be planting trees. Whether you're at 7,000 feet or, you know, 1,000 feet, it's a great time to plant trees, especially if they're locally grown trees by our locally grown Arizona wholesale nurseries. Those trees are going to acclimate very easily.
So 3 o'clock open house at Harper's on at the Scottsdale location.
Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, 3 to 8.
All right, y'all. Listen, we've cleared the lines. If you'd like to win 2 tickets to Arcadia's Edible Garden Tour, we have a couple sets. Give the line a call now, 1-888-767-4348. That's for 2 sets of 2 tickets to Arcadia's Edible Garden Tour. If you're looking for ideas on planting something, this is an excellent way to spend Mother's Day weekend. Bring your walking shoes and a sun hat. You're going to see some incredible ideas of things you can do at your house. Y'all stay tuned. We're broadcasting live for the next 2 hours right here at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Landscape Show from the Arizona State Fairgrounds. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.